Welcome to Go to the Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Matthew, and we're in chapter 11. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
If you do not have a wedding garment on, you need one because it's time to get ready for a wedding, ready to be consummated. And what I'm saying to you here is, he says, it suffereth violence. Do you know the family of God suffering violence? And the Bible says, and the violent taketh it by force. That word force is the word harpazo. That's a Greek word for the rapture. But it illustrates how the rapture is going to happen. It's going to happen in haste. It's going to happen quickly. It's going to happen in a way that is going to be a little intense for the world to appreciate. Let me give you another place where this word is used for violence first, and then we'll go to the one with harpazo in a way that is not the rapture. Luke 16:16 says, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. The word presseth means it's going to take violence. Now, in this press that we're talking about here, you can envision it this way. Some people are saying, that makes total sense, I believe. And then you've got the Pharisees and the system over here pressing, trying to push everybody away. The devil's trying to push you away from God. You just think about that for a second. Think about how you have been under siege, how your world has given you grief, how they vilify you in TV, movies, how they try to uplift all of the evil to make you look stupid. If they say there's 1,500 genders, if they say that black is white, if they say day is night, night is day, you're supposed to dance? You're supposed to dance? In fact, this is the illustration he gives here in a minute. But this is how it works. They're pressing you to renounce your faith, or at least act as if you don't believe it. They're pressing you to not get in line with God. What makes Jesus thankful? Orderliness, the arrangement of things, everything being in their proper order, the announcement of things, we being the announcers. And he says they take it by force. And if I were to chase that word with you in other places, I can show it to you how it works in other places because it's about a thief. It's like a thief. Thief in the night. This is a perfect word. It's the word harpazo. In the Latin, it was rapturo. That's where we get the word rapture from the Latin. So in Matthew 13:19, it says, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away the seed. That's the same word for rapture. He catches it away. He snatches it. He gets it gone quick. That's how we're going in the rapture. Chapter 10 of John's Gospel, verse 12, it says, but he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leave the sheep, and fleeth. He's an hireling. He says, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep, and that's catcheth them. The wolf is out there right now. And we have pastors who have left the gospel, and they're starting to preach social gospel. They're starting to preach a green gospel. Oh, you got to love the land, love the earth, love the environment, love the perverse. Love, love, love. It's all about love. This is the hireling. He's going to run when it all comes down to it. And he ought to, because by the time the people are left behind, they're going to say, you told us this. What are they going to do to it? You've all heard that, right? Where the guy on the day of judgment said, you didn't tell us. Well, in real time, if they're left behind, they're going to look at their preacher and say, get him! Right now, people are looking at their politicians and wondering, can we get him? Can we go now? People want to go up there and throw people out of their offices right now. Because it's getting bad, and they're thinking they're taking away everything they held dear. Well, nothing will you hold more dear than your own soul, right? Nothing. When people realize the rapture's come and they've been left behind because they've been listening to preaching that they've chosen to listen to, they're going to be wakened up. That's another place. Verse 28 of John 10, it says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man be able to what? Pluck them out of my Father's hand. Again, it's harpazo. You can't get out of Jesus' hand. He's got you. Are you thankful yet? Are you thankful yet? I am. I'm thankful that's true. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Amen? That's what I've seen. He says the same of the Father in the next verse. Acts 28:23, verse 10. It says, and when there rose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should be pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force. There's a word for you. A translation of harpazo. And in Jude 1:23, it says, others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, snatching them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted with the flesh. So we see this kingdom we're in is being taken by force. And there's all that going on in Jesus' day, but it's happening now too. It's happening now because the devil feels like he's got an opportunity. It's happening now because right now he can seize some things. If you believe in a deep state, then you see what they think. They think they're going to depopulate the world. They're going to change it and you're going to have a great reset. You'll own nothing. You'll be happy. You'll love not owning anything. Okay? It's just what they say. I say it right out there. They're telling you. If you believe America's going to be turned around, well, then you have that. And there's a whole other storyline on that one. But is it really better? Is it really better if everybody goes back to the pit where the sows are? Going to go back and eat the slop that the swine did eat? You see, people will not get right with God if they're not called upon to do so, and it is our job to tell them while we're here. John the Baptist, he stood the test, man. He stood it. He was a great man. And we need to be realizing we're standing on the shoulders of giants when we get a chance to tell somebody about the Lord. Verse 13 says, for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. He says it again. And if you will receive it, this is Elias, which is for to come. I'm not going to go into that much further than to say this. He was in the spirit and power of Elijah. That's what he was. Elijah is an individual. This is not reincarnation. He was in the power and spirit of Elijah. Just remember, Elisha said, can I have a double portion? Okay, you're asking a hard thing. But if you see me when I go, you have gotten your wish. So, spirit and power of Elijah was on him. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. In verse 16, it says, whereunto shall I liken this generation? They're like children sitting in the markets, calling unto their fellows. You might underline or circle the word children. Why? Because children is what people act like when they're carnal. This world is acting like carnal children. The rich who are in the top of the heap, the people who are pulling all the strings, Gates, you know, Zuckerberg and the other guy who's over, Amazon, Bezos and all these people, they are all just like children. Somebody asked Rockefeller how much is enough when he had all this money. And he said, just a little more. Just a little more. Just like a kid, right? Just a little more. And this is where we're at. And the Bible says, we have piped to you, you've not danced. We've mourned to you, you've not lamented. He said, John neither came eating nor drinking. And they say, yeah, the devil, the Son of Man, comes eating and drinking. They say, he's a glutton, wine bibber, friend of sinners and publicans. What does he say? He says at the end of verse 19, he says, but wisdom is justified of her children. Isn't that interesting? You see, the real people who hear Jesus are the people who are like children, poor in spirit. Who, did you know it did say that? It said, no uncertain terms, except you become like a child, you can't enter in. That's why it's hard for adults to get saved. Every decade it gets galvanized a little more. And they get galvanized a little more. But blessed be God who does the impossible. He saves whosoever will. But he says the wisdom is justified of her children, and only the believers really understand that. The Bible says in verse 20 that he began then to upbraid some of the cities. The first one was Chorazin. And he says, woe unto thee, Bethsaida. Bethsaida literally is the idea of the fishing house. Chorazin's a city nobody really can put their finger on, but Bethsaida is up in there, and it's the idea of a fish house. You know what they did? You know, what happened up in Galilee? That was where Jesus did most of his ministry, right? It was up in the northern parts. He'd come down here and they'd get all riled up and he'd go back. And he'd come down here and they'd get riled up and he'd come back for the feast, whatever. Jesus up in Galilee, he's doing all these miracles and people are getting saved and getting converted. But not like they should have been in many cases. And it's interesting to think about the fish house in verse 21 because the fish house, well, what did they get out of the fish house? They got James and John. Okay, and Andrew, these guys were fishermen, right? You saw a miracle. You saw two fishermen, two dock workers, You saw three dock workers come to Jesus and get changed. Now they're preaching everywhere. People are listening to what they're saying. They're walking with the most popular man on the face of the earth. And by the way, can I tell you this? He's still the most popular person on the face of the earth. And I don't care what they say. And when I say popular, that doesn't mean they like him. It just means everybody knows about him more than they know about anybody else. Jesus, they know about him first and foremost. And they know his miracles were real, enduring, and eternal. The Bible says that woe unto you. He says, Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago. What was so bad about Tyre and Sidon? Well, Tyre was a little outcropping in the ocean. There was an outcropping, and Sidon was on the shore, and they were out there. And all the docks could come in here and do their work, and it became so rich. They began to build temples, and they had the worst of the worst kind of wickedness going on there. Should have been a gateway to peace. They were God's land, but they were prostituting themselves out on the edge of the river. So all these people would come in, and they'd do their debauchery and move on. And that's why the king of Tyre's heart was lifted up. So these were people who were prostituting themselves spiritually. And then it talks about Sodom and Capernaum in verse 23. Again, northern part, Capernaum. He says it's going to be more tolerable for Sodom. Why? Because Sodom was where all the perversion of homosexuality and child molestation and pedophilia, it was all going on. It was all going on. It's going on now. It's celebrated now. It's going to be more tolerable in that day for these places. Because they didn't see what you saw. They didn't see what we've seen. And Jesus does this to let us know we're on notice. You either get right with God or it's on you. It's not like the door's not open. It's not like the ark's not been worked on. Verse 25, it says, And at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. The word prudent is a word that literally means to lead together, to tease out, to figure out, to put piece to piece, to figure things out. You know, people right now, they call themselves digital soldiers. They think they're figuring it all out, but they're not willing to sell out. They're just willing to figure it out. They want knowledge. Knowledge, they feel, is power. They want hopium. They want somebody to tell them it's going to be all right. The only people it's going to be all right for are children of God. That's the absolute truth. I can narrow it right down for you. The only people who it's going to be all right for is the people of God. You might see us die, you might see us bleed, but you will not see us anymore after that, ever again. Because we're going to be hanging around the throne. We're going to be glorying in our Savior. And if you don't come to Jesus, you're going to be damned for eternity. Jesus rejoices when things are arranged properly, when the truth is announced, when insight is really, truly accessed. That's what he's saying here. You revealed it to babes. The word for babes is not the word technon or phuias. These are words for children. The word babes is the word nepios. The little N at the beginning negates it. But it's the epios, as you think it means words, flowing words, like an epic. When somebody says this was an epic movie, it's probably 3 hours long or something. It's been everywhere. Nepios, the people who have no words are listening to me. I thank you, Father, that you've not revealed it to the wise and to the prudent, but to the nepios, to the people who have no words. It's like when I was going through my schooling, they would talk about church planting. They said it was better to try to have a baby than to resurrect a corpse for a preacher. Don't go out and try to go get a church that's all messed up and dead inside and decaying and miserable. Go have a baby. Don't try to resurrect a corpse. And that's kind of what he's saying here. And they could have used this verse on their letterhead in that vernacular, couldn't they? You've used those who have no words. You've taken people who didn't know anything and you've just poured forth on them and they're getting it. They're following me. Why are they following me? Because of the miracles. Listen, right now we're not raising the dead. Right now we're not healing the blind. We're not giving ears, hearing to the deaf. We're not doing that. Why? Because that's been done. It's been done. It's been cataloged. It's been reported and it's been investigated. It's been found absolute. Now what we're doing is we're telling you there's coming a mark. There's coming a place where there's a global government that's coming into play. We are telling you that this will happen.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.